It's raining softly at the Douglas Harbor when Candy Spicer pops out of the 30-foot sailboat she just started renting.
The boats are really neat. I want you to come inside. Like I said, it's a work in progress. Do you know how to get on a boat without falling in the water?
It's warm and dry inside. There's a bed, a bathroom with a shower, and a small kitchen. The stove doubles as a heater.
Cast iron.
She says it's nice falling asleep to the gentle rocking of the water in the harbor. Silver insulation lines the walls inside, but she has plans to cover that up.
Just make it a home, you know.
Spicer is the latest recipient of an Alaska-specific grant that helps people who are homeless maintain 1 year of housing, even if it's alternative housing, like this boat. She's one of about 1,800 people statewide who have gone from insecurity to stable homes through the program, at least for a year. Housing advocates say the grant is successful, but there needs to be affordable housing or rental assistance on the other end to keep recipients housed long term. But Spicer says it's a big step up from the last 2 years. She was homeless after some relationship trouble when she first got to Juneau.
And I found myself walking down the street with a backpack, not knowing where I was going to go.
She was new enough in town that she didn't have a safety net of friends or family, so she ended up in the shelter system.
The Glory Hall is like the warming center, stuff like that. Those are supposed to be stepping stones. They're not supposed to be life choices, you know. So 2 years ago, I was walking down the street, you know. And now it's like I have a job, I have a car, I have a place of my own.
The flexibility of the grant is unique. Usually, federal housing money can't be used to rent non-traditional housing like boats, hotel rooms, or rooms in a home. This program sidesteps those requirements. The Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, the state's housing authority, designed it specifically for Alaskans and for the realities of Alaska housing. Luke Roman manages the grant program with Juneau's homeless shelter. He says the Glory Hall has placed 175 people in the program in Juneau, and it saved the shelter from overcrowding.
We're full, as is. And so, you know, if there was 175 other homeless people in town this year, like, I don't know what we would do.
But a year may not be enough time for all of them to find longer-term solutions. This grant has been effective at getting people out of vulnerable or unsafe living situations, but keeping them on track for permanent housing is much harder to accomplish. The typical path to long-term stability from homelessness involves a Section 8 voucher, which is federal rental assistance. But the wait time has ballooned over the last year or so.
Since the program started, the wait list has gone from, I think, 12 months to like 24 almost. I think 19 to 24 or something. So nobody's name has come to the top of the list.
There's another issue. Even if some of the 175 people in the program in Juneau had gotten Section 8 vouchers, Roman says there's simply not enough affordable housing for them. He estimates Juneau needs 300 more affordable units to solve the problem.
It's not just a statewide problem, it's a national problem.
Brian Butcher is the executive director of Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. He says that 30 to 40 years ago, there was a severe lack of housing in rural areas, but the crunch wasn't as bad in bigger cities.
That has changed. It's now statewide. It's in our regional hubs. It's in our cities. And as the affordable housing crunch has gotten worse in the larger areas, that tells you it's probably and certainly gotten even worse out in the rural areas.
Butcher says the program has been a good use of the federal funds. He says they're already seeing people move out of the program and into their own apartments because the stability of housing allowed them to find work and daycare, pieces that are almost impossibly hard to put in place while navigating homelessness. He says the Housing Authority didn't anticipate how many communities would participate, nor the number of people that would sign up.
The positive is we're able to help a lot of people. The negative is there are a lot of people in this more dire situation that needed the help in the first place.
Back at the harbor in Juneau, Candy Spicer is a likely success story for the program. She works part-time at a local thrift store. While the grant pays her rent for a year, she's saving to buy the boat outright.
You know, I'd mentioned to the owner about that, and he was all for it. So, yeah, so I look forward to that. And, you know, baby steps, baby steps.
But those steps aren't an option for everyone. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strimple.